I use vascular liposuction for a lot of my operations, including my abdominoplasties. In this podcast, I'll go through some of the benefits and negatives of using this technique. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beltholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MAD00118624. The content of this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, ranging from abdominoplasty, also called a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy or body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, which is arm lift, and thighplasty, inner thigh lift. I also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-pregnancy changes and post-weight loss changes. There are many techniques for abdominoplasties, and every patient is unique. So it is very important that you will have a proper consult and we'll discuss all the options with you. Liposuction can be safely added to an abdominoplasty, but not every patient would benefit from a liposuction. I treat a lot of post-weight loss patients. Some of these patients have minimal to no additional fat to remove. Adding liposuction in these patients will increase the time it takes to do the operation, potentially increase complication rates, potentially increase the recovery time as well. If you do have external fat, you will benefit from liposuction, and this can be safely added to your operation. Now, there are many different types of liposuction. The standard or traditional liposuction consists of two steps. You inject wetting solution that usually contains adrenaline and lignocaine. Lignocaine is an anesthetic, and adrenaline constricts the blood vessels. And then you use liposuction cannulas to suck out the fat in a fairly traumatic way, really. This works well, and prior to vascular liposuction, I use this method quite frequently as well. I started using liposuction around 10 years ago. And prior to that, I was using standard liposuction for my tummy tucks. Now, vascular liposuction adds an additional step to the liposuction. So the vascer is an ultrasonic probe. It vibrates at a very high frequency. This disrupts the fat cells and makes them liquid. And this liquefied fat can then be aspirated with the liposuction cannula. So why do I like vascular liposuction over traditional liposuction? Well, in my hands, and I've had a chance to compare and use both standard and vascer, I find it a lot more gentle. It causes a lot more trauma to the tissues. I can get closer to the skin surface, which means that I can get rid of a lot more fat. It tends to have a little bit less chance of grooves and indentations in the skin as well. And again, because there's less trauma, it's more selective for the fat. You get less bruising afterwards as well. And especially if I'm doing an abdominoplasty, I really want to be very careful with not causing too much trauma to the tissue, because that can create problems with blood supply to the skin. And then obviously that can create post-op complications as well. So the one big negative with the vascer is that it does add additional time to the operation, and quite a significant amount of time, like probably for half an hour to an hour for an abdominoplasty. Now, the other negative, which is not so much a negative in an abdominoplasty, but when you're doing normal liposuction, is that the little adits or the holes that we create for the liposuction need to be a little bit more bigger with vascer versus normal standard liposuction. So you may be looking at a 6 millimeter hole instead of a 4 millimeter. So not huge difference, but it is a bit of a difference there. So overall, the vascer in my hands has significant benefits, and that is the method I usually recommend for my patients that are considering liposuction. I'm able to get closer to the skin surface. I'm able to remove more fat. And because it's less traumatic, it causes less bruising generally. Again, this will vary from case to case. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00011862. 274, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, a specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result, that is, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you.